G'day. Today we are starting a short series which will be released on Saturdays about one of the Bible's most enduring and endearing people, Ruth. There are perhaps two reasons why we study about people in the Bible. To learn how not to do some things, like being deceitful, but also how to do the right things and be obedient to God. And we will see together how and in what way Ruth was obedient to God in doing the right things. Let's start by reading Ruth chapter 1.
In the days when the judges ruled, there was a famine in the land. So a man from Bethlehem in Judah, together with his wife and two sons, went to live for a while in the country of Moab. The man's name was Elimelech, his wife's name was Naomi, and the names of his two sons were Mahlon and Chilion. They were Ephrathites from Bethlehem. I had trouble getting that one out, didn't I? In Judah. And they went to Moab and lived there. Now Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left with her two sons. They married Moabite women, one named Orpah and the other Ruth. After they had lived there about 10 years, both Mahlon and Chilion also died, and Naomi was left without her two sons and her husband. When Naomi heard in Moab that the Lord had come to the aid of the people by providing food for them, she and her daughters-in-law prepared to return home from there. With her two daughters-in-law, she left the place where she had been living and set out on the road that would take them back to the land of Judah. Then Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, "Go back, each of you, to your mother's home. May the Lord show you kindness, as you have shown kindness to your dead and to me. May the Lord grant that each of you will find rest in the home of another husband." Then she kissed them goodbye, and they wept aloud and said to her, "We will go back with you to your people." But Naomi said, "Return home, my daughters. Why would you come with me? Am I going to have any more sons who could become your husbands? Return home, my daughters. I'm too old to have another husband. Even if I thought there was still hope for me, even if I had a husband tonight and then gave birth to sons, would you wait until they grew up? Would you remain unmarried for them? No, my daughters, it is more bitter for me than for you, because the Lord's hand has turned against me." At this they wept aloud again. Then Orpah kissed her mother-in-law goodbye, but Ruth clung to her. "Look," said Naomi, "your sister-in-law is going back to her people and her gods. Go back with her." But Ruth replied, "Don't urge me to leave you or to turn back from you. Where you go, I will go, and where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. May the Lord deal with me, be it ever so severely, if even death separated you and me." When Naomi realized that Ruth was determined to go with her, she stopped urging her. So the two women went on until they came to Bethlehem. And then we go on to verse 22. So Naomi returned from Moab, accompanied by Ruth the Moabite, her daughter-in-law, arriving in Bethlehem as the barley harvest was beginning. The book of Ruth is a cameo story of love, devotion, obedience, and redemption, set in the black days of the judges in the nation of Israel. It tells the story of a pagan woman giving up everything to cling to the people of Israel and to the very God himself. And it shows her faithfulness even when the entire nation was being faithless. And doesn't that sound a nice, lovely, cozy story? And wouldn't it be good just to leave it at that, and not to learn more about this character of Ruth? The greatest thing about Ruth, that we are going to learn about is her obedience. Indeed, elsewhere in Scripture, it says that obedience is better than sacrifice. And the story of Ruth, as we have seen, celebrates the gentle beauty of love and loyalty between individuals, and it shows the positive power of obedience to God for both personal fulfillment and for a wider blessing. And by committing herself to Naomi, as well as to Naomi's God, Ruth found satisfaction in service. And instead of losing her identity by her voluntary and complete submission, Ruth's place in Israel and history is confirmed. And there are four things about her obedience that we, living in the 21st century, would be wise to copy as we seek to follow this God with obedient lives that are worthy of him.
In this reading were perhaps the key verses for the book of Ruth, which would help us to summarize this short story. And they are Ruth chapter 1, verses 16 to 18.